Rusty Quill presents.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
My name is Professor Ryan, located Bunker A-12. Over the course of these broadcasts, I will be sharing with you the story of two brothers, Roman and Elliot. Let us begin.
Off-grid. For a week. I really hope we've got the balls to see this through.
You're set, brother?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Onward into the unknown, then. Left path first, I think. And then a week from now, we'll be walking out that path there, feeling refreshed, rejuvenated, and no doubt, absolutely shattered.
It's been a solid first day.
Here's to more just like it, with more of those beautiful sights.
And less mutilated birds.
As you stepped over the threshold into that area, it was like stepping through thick, murky air, and you felt a wave come over you. But the air was like cold, like a winter morning cold, you know. Even the lower plants had some frost on them. It's fucking 20 damn degrees, man.
Could it have just been the wind howling through Lurch's Drop, or do you think something was, like, actually out there?
Honestly, mate, after some of the shit we've seen, I don't think I can say anymore.
What, like the meteors in the trees?
And the freaking severed half messed up bird. The goddamn changing direction meteor bullshit. And now this. Yes, Elliot. All those things are freaking me
out. Okay, let's grab our stuff and fuck off, shall we?
What did you see, Elliot?
I don't know. It was all hunched over and it looked like it had horns or something.
Are you shitting me?
No, for real. It was all red. I keep trying to replay the moment in my head, trying to justify the reason for it, why it was like that, why it was making that god-awful noise. I just want to go home.
A mill? Holy shit, brother, that's not a fucking mill, that's a refinery. Dear God.
You mean, like, for oil and that?
Holy sh... Oh, I think that's a shockwave. Oh, fuck, get down!
Shh. Holy shit, Robin. What just happened?
Fucking exploded, Elliot. What else do you think?
But, oh, fuck.
I thought this was coming. You know what we saw?
Yeah, I know. I know it wasn't right.
The red sky, you mean? That was messed up. But that's not it.
I meant the stag.
And?
Yeah, it sighed.
With the...
Yeah, I'd rather not, please.
Something isn't right, bro. Something really isn't right.
I know. We should get back to the car, man.
What
the... This is where we parked, right? Roman? Roman?
It is. But this... This can't be my car. This don't make any sense. This isn't my car.
It's like a husk.
What the fuck is this? Is this some sort of sick joke? Oh, fuck. Elliot, this is my car.
What?
Oh, this is my goddamn car!
What do you mean?
The license plate, yeah? It's my car!
Oh, fuck, I need to... Roman... The view.
So I can see this building, right? It looks as though there are plants and stuff growing all over it, and all the windows are smashed or gone. But then I'm looking at the building next to it, and like, part of the building is crumbling with plants growing out of it, and the other part's, well, it's fine. Like, completely normal fine.
And so we walked for hours down these winding country lanes. All I kept seeing were random sections of earth where everything had either crumbled into dust or overgrown and drowning in plant matter. This is the end of our first day truly alone. Our first day experiencing what happens after.
This was written in large letters on a single page with no other notes.
There were so many stars. So many. Many stars.
Anyone there?
Roman, where is everyone?
By everyone, I'm assuming you mean the people who live here.
No, I mean, like, everyone.
It's not exactly like we're in the hustle and bustle of the city here, Elliot. This is the first house we've come across for miles.
When was the last time you saw a car? Saw a plane, saw a trail in the sky, heard a distant road. When was the last time we freaking saw someone, Roman? When?
All right, chill.
I couldn't say better, but at least I'm awake this time.
Still not sure about your name?
Or much else, I'm afraid.
Damn it! Sorry. I'm sorry. It's just life has been so difficult here.
Everything's slowly wearing away and breaking down. But that's not the worst of it. There are things out there.
Things? What do you mean exactly?
Nightmares. Things that lurk in the shadows that I can't form into words.
The person flickers, then reappears, holding the hosepipe. Once again, picks it up. Turns around, drops it, runs, and again, we chose to leave the forest behind. We chose to leave the house behind. But every day, I'm feeling like we're the ones who were left behind, with no choice at all.
The buildings around some started to fall in on themselves. Some concrete cracked, metal rusted. Mark said he saw a man disappear. Said he saw another's legs. Just their legs. If you hear the screams or see the ashes, you must come back.
We will, Mia. I promise.
Get the fucking Elliot.
What? Why? Our stuff's in the back.
Are you fucking kidding me? Get in.
Roman, I don't...
Get in, and I'll explain in a sec.
What? I trust your instincts.
Thanks, mate. Do you mind driving? I want to check a route back, but I don't fancy stopping long whilst we're still around here.
Sure. We're still going to yours, right?
Mate, we have to. I can't leave them out here. I have to know.
All right. Okay. In my bleary state, it took me longer than I care to admit to notice that the driver's side door was wide open. We had stopped. We had stopped, and he was gone. Roman. Roman. Roman! I knew, beyond all doubt, that was Roman. The thought alone of this moment is sickening. His arms were outstretched and sprouting, so taut from his hands were those same horrible tendrils I'd seen earlier. But these ones were darker, like something was inside them. From his feet were more of the same, his boots and socks missing completely, bare feet pulled tight and tethered to the tree. All underneath the nails, all 20 slithered their way in. Ignoring it all to panic, I flung open the back door, shoved Roman inside as he mumbled something incoherently.
What is it, Elliot? What was that?
I slammed his door shut, then dived into the driver's seat, slamming the locks whilst turning the key in the ignition. In that quiet, early morning journey, it took some time before I could find the words to tell Roman what had happened. Even when I found the right ones, I cherry-picked the ones that would spare Roman the most haunting details. I told him nothing of the others up in those trees. I spoke not of the way the tendrils seemed to be almost alive as I pulled them from him. I can't believe I let him convince me so easily that going to his was a good idea. There is nothing good waiting for us there. It's like he's blind to everything that we've seen. The shadows of people as we go through towns and cities, the crumbling buildings, the collapsed roads, the dead trees, everything so fucking broken. And yet he hopes that Claire is still at home. Just, what, sitting there? With the kids waiting for him? Why else would she have left her phone by the keys? And it's quicker than writing, right?
Yeah. Look, Elliot, she recorded something.
All right, let's see.
Roman, if you're watching this, then you've made it home, and, well, I haven't made it to you. The folks next door have taken the kids to Bunker A7. I'm not going there straight away. Sarah called me just after. She said there's something seriously wrong at work, something about a confluence.
How could I forget him and the kids and the dog? Where's my damn dog?
It was just you. You were alone.
Damn it. Bunker A7. Where is Bunker A7 from here? Where is it?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check the map. Just a second. Claire, do you remember anything else? Anything about how you got all these documents? About Sarah?
Whether they're at Bunker A7 or not, that's where my children are. I'm going out there, and I'm going to find out more.
That's not her, Roman. That's not her.
She's smiling at me.
Roman!
I have to help
no,
her.
No, just stop. That is not her, Roman. Roman! Fuck, Roman. Oh, your hand.
The fuck is... Oh, fuck, get off! Oh, Jesus Christ, get off!
It's moving. Oh, it looks like...
Oh, sick, get the Fuck off!
There. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's out.
Oh. Ow.
Oh, shit. It's heading toward the room. Toward that thing. What the...
Leave it. Just leave it.
Shit, it's got those same black tendrils like the one that just...
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, but they're just the same. It's like they're reaching out into the wall.
Roman, do you want to become a part of it? Part of a big pile of breathing mould? No, of course you don't. So let's both agree not to go upstairs or in the garage, shall we? Now let's fuck off out of here.
All right, just one sec there. Gone to bunker A7. Meet you there.
Survivors, I didn't expect any of this to happen, believe me. The revelations, these last entries are monumental. I can hardly believe that it is Claire who has been with us this whole time, and she's leaving so suddenly. Roman and Elliot's story is not over yet. And all being well, we'll have more to learn from Claire on our travels. Please do tune in again soon, survivors.